last segment of this show. Let's do some Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. Pip, what are the categories?
Well, of course, our first category is Mr. Davin. I think our second category is the traditional fuck you.
Oh, that's very generic. Very generic.
Yeah. I mean, it's Scam generic Busters. Enough, but it also gives a lot of bang for the buck.
Okay.
And then I think that our third is going to be criminal.
Criminals or criminal?
I think plural.
All right, plural. All right.
She's a big fan of the plural.
I see what you're doing. Now, remember last week, Anna was saying Morris Maribe was a scammer. Shock of all
shock. Morris Maribe.
Yeah, I know.
So, Joe, what do you get?
I'm going to go with three Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with five fuck yous. And I'm going to go with six criminals.
Ooh, nice. Okay. I think I'm going to go with four Mr. Davins, seven fuck yous, and I'm going to say one criminal. Now, Joe's girl
says
three Mr. Davins, two fuck yous, but no criminals.
She's going very low. Very low. Maybe she's looking at the clock.
Well,
I don't know.
If you noticed, I went low on the Mr. Davins.
Yeah, but high on the fuck yous.
Because I think she's sore as hell this week.
Oh, I just thought you wanted to get those out of your system.
No.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, well, you should. All right.
Yeah, I always do.
Halloween 2014, October 31st. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
One.
You're right there, Pip? You fall off?
No, I said one.
Oh, I thought you said whoa. I thought like a scrubbing bubble bit her in the ass.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. We were playing a gig. It was with Sexy Susan a couple of months ago. And it was so tight on the stage, I almost fell off. And I was like, there's no whoa in that song. I wasn't singing. I almost fell off the goddamn stage.
There's no whoa.
I hear whoa. And I'm like, yeah, it's me almost falling off the stage.
Fuck Joe, man. Why is he always improvising? Why show off? Just sit there playing
the keys. There's no whoa in it. Like, whoa.
You're not the lead singer. I'll whoa. You don't whoa.
Fucking whoa in the tune. Fell off the stage.
That's a problem, man.
guy must do what he wants. Not a team player.
Somebody's going to have a talk with Joe.
Yeah, guys.
Next
down.
Thing you know, he's going to go, yeah, where it doesn't belong.
As soon as he gets off the floor and done bleeding, we're going to, you know, have a meeting.
Let's ream him for that self-preservation he has.
Yeah, put a splint on and we need to talk.
Sounds feasible. All right. My true experience. That is never-ending payment because I asked them many times if the funds would hit my account after paying the fees. Finally, they excused the reasons to ask for the payment. I find it is never-ending. This is why I said they are scammers. Issues. Does it?
No.
Issues. Brown Cotton is in London. Morris Maribe is also in London. Eric Bohr is in Paris. Parker Green and James Miller are from Kansas. But you said all of them are from Malaysia and Ghana. Because I read.
Well, yeah.
Round Cotton is a big fraud star because he asked the victims to pay for the fees to Ghana. See the fucking Morris Maribas scam scheme. They said the funds were transferred, to Australia. And then the funds were moved to Hung Leong. Fucking scammers. By the way, so many tax clearances, stamp duty fees, and fucking taxes. Funds transfer fees. They are real scammers. That fucking Miller never returns the money to me. But lies to me all the time. This time he tries to cheat on me, working with Parker Green and Melvin Santos. That brown cotton is hiding after taking my whole money. Melvin Santos now is hiding, and he is not well educated. He is assholes.
He is assholes.
It's a lot of shit to clean up.
Yeah, but you want to know something? That's kind of a good insult, because you're an asshole, which means you're just one asshole. You're an asshole, which means you're a whole lot of them.
Sure.
You know?
A bag of assholes. Nobody talks about a bag of assholes. People talk about a bag of dicks all the time. Nobody says a bag of assholes.
But that's funny. We got to start using that.
Bag of assholes?
Yeah.
All right. And maybe
this is
segment,
a bag of assholes.
Maybe this segment will be called Bag of Assholes. Yeah. Who knows? We'll start.
Pip, get it jotting.
Get it jotting. Okay. This man will die soon because he must pay for the prices. Nah, Joe says it'll all work itself out. Don't you worry. Mr. Morris.
Mr. Morris.
You destroy my life.
Damn it.
What?
You're playing with me? You start with that kind of mister? I think that I got one, a Mr. Davin in.
I'm a Mr. Tease. I'm edging you.
You are.
Mr. Yeah, you close, Pip? You close?
Almost.
Mister. Joe, hit her with a mister.
Mister.
Oh, I bet you like that. Yeah, she likes two misters at once.
Get the mop.
Get the squeegee.
Yes.
Oh, no, we're going to have more of that sea level
mop
rising.
Mop aisle four, mop aisle four.
Why is the water rising in the basement? What's going on here?
It's not global warming. It's pip warming.
Yes. She's heating up. Who is? It's like a rainforest down here.
I don't believe her.
It's moist and steamy.
I don't believe it.
I do. I've witnessed it. You lie to me all the time. All I want is get my money back. This is a scam, a real scam. Return the money to me, because there is always excuse that the bank will never do the funds transfer. You are a big liar. I already contacted the anti-scam sites, and I'll send all this to the mess media. This is all scam. Return the money to me.
Well, you know what she did? She did realize that now that the bank fees are all bullshit.
She's been pretty consistent.
Yeah, after paying a whole slew of them, now she finally caught on.
Finally.
So she gives me this, I think, is sent to Morris Mariba. Please send the money or the funds will be freeze. That's him to her. Then this is from Jennifer Green. Mummy Ann, the funds will take 72 hours to get to Japan. My dad said you will send some money to me. I need medicines. Please, Mummy, help me. I need medicines.
You should get hit by a truck.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And a splint. I need a splint.
Yeah.
Your daughter, Jennifer. Dear Mummy Ann, please change the name to David Moore, because he's now part of the thing. Akragana. Mrs. Yvonne Yeboah is on leave. Somebody left. Somebody got promoted or fired, Joe.
That's a cool name, Yvonne Yeboah.
Yvonne Yeboah?
Yvonne Yeboah.
I will not. Yvonne, your own Boah, you motherfucker.
Somebody's hostile
to me. I like those. They go good with a sequin dress.
Yes.
Mrs. Ann. The bank has asked me to report with the Federal International Tax Bureau certificate. Holy shit. You know, I think they just go looking for words.
What was that phrase again?
Federal, international, which is fucking opposite. You can't be federal and international. It don't work that way. Why didn't she pick this shit up? Federal International Tax Bureau certificate.
Federal International Taxes.
I don't know, Joe. I'm not a smart man, but I think that's some bullshit right there. That will cover the funds in Japan. They are asking for $1,250 to get it done there in Japan statement.
Oh, God almighty.
Please call me now. I do not have the amount. Barrister Morris. Mummy Ann. So she's getting the old 1-2 here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're both haranguing her for cash.
Yes. I am not a scammer, which is something you would say to somebody that you didn't think was a scammer.
Yeah.
I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word. How about whore? Yeah. Can I call you a whore? I've gone to meet my friend's father, which is capitalized oddly.
Oh, by the way, just not to interrupt, but this.
Don't say not to interrupt and then interrupt. But, that's like a federal international certificate.
All right. Well, I'm going
to
interrupt because basically, this week's clips, check them out because Davin is so fucked.
Davin is never fucked.
You are so fucked.
When did a scammer ever get the best of me, pal?
At these two segments, you are for that moment of time. For that, yeah, you're fucked. You have your work cut out for you.
I'm sure I roasted.
Very, very, very good. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, check them out when they're posted.
I like the clips that we put up earlier in the week too. I like those too. Me and Belinda, we're not having it anymore.
Oh, but it gets worse. Yeah. It gets worse. So check them on out. Check them on out.
A plug in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a show plug. Which is good. I'm like plugging a band gig or something like that. I'm plugging our shit.
Okay.
Yes.
I've gone to meet my friend's father, which is capitalized. It's like a fucking Trump tweet. All of a sudden, there's a random capitalized word. Go, what the fuck is that for?
His thumb slipped.
Repeatedly. Here in UK. And I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they said if they do the transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked there, and you will find it difficult to clear out the funds. It's like a fucking... Here, this is... There's only one fucking period. It's a fucking paragraph. Let me read this as it's punctuated here. I am not a scammer. Please do not call me this word. All right, that's one period. I have gone to meet my friend's father here in UK, and I explained to him. So he went with me this morning to the bank, and they say if they do the transfer without the tax clearance for Japan, that the funds will be blocked there, and you will find it difficult to clear out the funds. Who the fuck writes like that?
So they're trying to take your money.
I guess. I begged, with 1G, Mr. Rowland, which is a new name. I begged. Mr. Rowland, my friend's dad, and he promised to give me £500. I will help you with it. You are my only hope, Obi-Wan. Please save me. Cock. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer.
You got a cock stuck in your mouth?
Three of them. Ugh, I can't. I'm not as young as I used to, Pip. The larynx does not accommodate the cock as it once did. You know how it is.
You get to do exercises for that.
I do.
You two commiserating.
Well, Joe, you never could understand. You were more of a licking ass type of man. Never had a taste for the cock, did you, pal? Mrs. Ann, I have never kept silent since the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of that. And stop the insult the way you insult me, because I can change you for that at the court of law. Your funds has been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you did not see it. Please contact the EU in Australia. Thanks, Barrister Morris. Now, what the fuck is the European Union doing in Australia? And who the fuck do you contact? Oh, hello, European Union? Are you in Australia? What a bunch of absurd bullshit.
Yeah, think of the European Union and Australia. If I'm correct, I think Australia is maybe about 7,000 miles away from the EU.
It's good caravan distance, I'll tell you that much, Joe. We can walk. About UBA Bank, I cannot contact them because I never contacted them. Victim C contacted this bank. I do not know it well. C got the reply from the bank before. I go, then have Victim C contact them with the names of people who received money in Ghana. That seems like a good idea, right? Mm. Subject, UN sent me fucking website and I insulted them.
Good for you.
I thought that would get a spit take from Joe. I thought it was a hell of a subject.
No, but it's just, you know, and I insult, you insult everybody.
Yeah, but to put it in the subject, it's like I don't know. I think you leave
that. She knows. You know that's like Fonzie saying, "Hey, you know that's like a calling card." Cursing.
Gotcha, Mr. Davin.
He's anchor management.
Mr. Davin.
That's three.
Oh, two.
It's two.
Dose.
That's two or three.
Two. Joe's lying. He's cheating. That's what he does. UN did send me reply saying UN would contact me because they forwarded. My report to the person who was in charge of these
You
cases.
Heard her.
Yeah. Then Melvin Santos contacted me. It was me who sent the message to Green and Miller saying that I got the reply from UN. Eric Bohr contacted me. And I also introduced Green, Miller, and Brown Cotton to Eric Bohr. I like how she got all the scammers together in one little fucking room. All right, guys, we're all going to work together so we can scam me and some friends.
Yeah.
Here's how it's going to go down. I don't know who this is from, but it goes, Dear Ann, the United Nations... Oh, this is from the United Nations website. The United Nations will turn 69 years old on Friday, and as the world confronts numerous problems without passports, from climate change, oh, how timely, to terrorism to disease outbreaks, its work is as important as ever. Each of us has a role to play in supporting the UN's work.
You know what? You got to point the scummy right there. Even the scammers know there's climate change.
Well, Joe, I consider the scammers and Trump to be one and the same. I figure they read out of the same playbook. Thank you, Pip, for giving it the response that Joe sulked quietly, not appreciating that.
No, I think it's true.
Yes, your laughter is welcome. It washes over me. Each of us has a role to play in supporting the UN's work to promote global peace and progress. Yesterday, UN officials, including Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, because this is the real fucking United Nations show, so they know about climate change. Yeah. Members of the UN Foundation, board of directors, diplomats, advocates, business leaders, and other partners came together at the 2014 Global Leadership Dinner to recognize leaders who are advancing UN causes. So then they give her a link so she can view videos and pictures of shit. And so then we go to ball busting blue for a sentence. This is what I sent to UN. UN is fucking liars.
That's what. No salutation. Good morning. Trust all is well.
No, it's good morning, you fucking liars.
I feel like this is what Sarah Sanders wants to say. like Dan Newman, when the UN like laughed at like Trump. Like I feel like Sarah Sanders go, UN is fucking liars.
She hasn't said it yet?
She might have. UN is fucking liars. You do not arrest the criminals because you do not know how to arrest them. Even the victims report they're scamming criminals to you. UN asks the victims to pay for the fees. Even the real truth is that the criminals commit crimes. So she's lost the story again.
Here we go.
Yeah. UN asked the common people to donate the money for helping the people around the world. Did you help the real victims who suffer from financial laws and the real threats from the terrorists? Do you really help the victims? Never!
She's giving the...
God, that's hilarious.
nothing.
She's yelling at them for never helping anybody. And most of the time, she's not even talking to them.
I agree with Ann. They're a bunch of slackers.
Yes.
Bunch of takers.
I'm with Ann Jensen.
People are saying the UN is a bunch of fucking liars. I agree. Who's saying? People. It's a shame. I can see Ann being like on fucking his board for something. Because she talks the way he talks. He would like this guy. She's one of the good ones. It's a shame because you lie to me and send the fucking websites to me. I never want to support the corrupt people who are always hiding and doing nothing. UN has no function at all, and this is why many people want to cause wars. I don't think they want to cause wars over the UN. Do you really keep peace in the world? Do you really help minority? Do you?
Do you?
Try.
I don't think so. Never! You just want money for your own pocket or your profits. Yeah, Joe. You are all liars. UN Secretary Mel. Now, they just told her who the fucking secretary is, Ban Ki-moon, and she's going, UN Secretary Melvin Santos. She can't fucking read what's in front of her.
Oh, my God.
She loves Melvin.
She just read it and then went, nope, that's not the guy's name.
UN Secretary Melvin Santos uses his title as doctor, but he stole my research and my report about the international scam involved in terrorism. Many anti-scam hunters are real victims. Melvin Santos is a real scammer, a real recovery scammer, who works with IC3, Brown Cotton, Interpol, Eric Bohr. Interpol is also fucking corrupt, org, under control by fucking UN.
Love to see the face on the person that read this at the UN.
I don't think she's going to give money, boss.
Yeah.
She's not donating to our cause.
Just really like, what the fuck is this? This lady's
She's
nuts.
Going into their spam filter.
UN has no qualification to talk about all of this, since you are liars. This is why UN Secretary Chief has lots of scam from the scammers. Shame on you.
They don't have qualifications because they don't do this.
That's what you say. There's people on the other side of the argument, Joe. So, you know, they say otherwise. Who can know? Who can know, Joe? Nothing can be proven. Although Ann says, liars, shame, a real criminal spot, United Nations in the world, disagreed. I don't know what that means. I do insist they are from the USA. I do not hide anything, Ann. So I respond. What do you think? What tact do you think I took with her, Pip?
I'm thinking that you're trying to say these are not the people that you've been talking to, and no, they're not Americans.
What do you say, Joe?
I would say the same thing.
I go, Ann, let's be honest. You've been wrong on almost all of this. Just trust me and do what I say. I'm not lying to you. They are not Americans. Go to the authorities with the names of the people who received your money. The UN can't help you. They don't chase scammers and have no legal authority to enforce laws. Nations make laws. The UN makes resolutions and sanctions. Davin. Okay. I was expecting some type of comment from you two, but...
Because you're not going to get a cut because it's going to go one through one ear out the other. It's
but
not
a comment
gonna,
from you two, it's a talk show.
Yeah, I understand that, but still, it's not going to be, you know... It's. I'm sorry, it's just not earth-shattering because it's like talking to the wall.
I'm familiar with that.
I don't really think that she is in any position to be yelling at the UN. I mean, she doesn't understand what they do. She doesn't even understand who they are.
Well, in her defense, sometimes the UN needs a stern talking to. Or maybe a little bit of a what for, if you know what I'm saying.
She yelled at the UN and like called them, started just not even a salutation. Just
you see Melvin Santos looking at reading this, go, hey, Ban Ki-moon, this is for you. This is not.
Oh, God.
By the way, good news now. Please read it. And then she sends me a link about the FTC suing a British dating company over fake profiles. I go, fascinating. We helped ruin her this one. I showed her the Match.com website lawsuit. Mr. Davin!
Three.
Do not forget about this message from Melvin Santos. By the way, Green asked me why Eric Bohr listened to me a lot after sending him lots of criminals from Facebook. I also busted many scammers, and Eric Bohr found my research. I noticed that when Facebook and Baidu sites informed me, someone was went to my profiles, then someone was Eric Bohr. All of my accounts were full of research only. So she's telling that companies notified her she was hacked.
Sounds like it. Well, I don't know if she's saying that or she's saying that she saw it published someplace else under his name. What is she saying?
And she's really good at taking advice.
Sure she is. The best. The best, Joe. All right. Mrs. Ann Jackson. I was so busy since then, I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa. Some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after the verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay the fees. Kindly operate. They were putting together like Sesame Street.
Co-operate
with him. So you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my men. Lots of men. Because lots of scammers have been captured for your help and vital information you've sent to us these days. My warm regards, Dr. Melvin Yuen. Now, that type of flattery is the type of shit she loves to hear.
Oh, yeah. She wants to hear that she's been successful at you know, rounding people up.
Yes. Mrs. Ann Jackson, the UN is reading all your articles. This is why she believes they are. They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred. It's just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250 US.
That is a catch.
I've been assigned to move to England tomorrow noon. You are very lucky, and will make sure that the funds are transferred. James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok tomorrow from Afghanistan. I have to, because you know what? When you're moving troops and everything, you're going to send it in an email to some woman in Japan.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. That's how they operate. I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow noon. I am waiting for your confirmations of your full banking details. I bet you are. Sorry for my late response to your mails. Regards, Mr. Eric. Subject.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
That was Eric Bohr. Eric Bohr.
Oh.
Let's see. Subject. That idiot man, Melvin Santos, is online now. That gets you. Mr. Davin.
Four.
Melvin Santos is online reading my insult on UN and him. Ha ha ha. I will insult them, and I will send unrest report. I think she's just like sticking in the knife.
Yeah, really? My letter to the UN. She yelled at the UN. Killed
somebody
them.
Should. Mr. Davin.
Five.
I will collect some info for tomorrow. My leader does not want me to quit the job at the international airport. She is so nice to me, and I can take 2 days off every week now, Saturday and Sunday. We call it the weekend, sweetie.
Yeah.
By the way, I called my company today, and they told me that I return money every month, and I can finish the debt soon. I am happy. After this, I think I can return the money to credit card companies very soon. I want to return the money quickly. So from this, she's working her ass off to pay her. You got to like her for that. Good girl.
Yeah, no, I mean, at least she's honest about it. She's like, I screwed up, I'm paying it back.
She goes, I will send mail to you tomorrow. I do hope to get good news from you too. Thanks to help the victims. I need to fight for the victims. I said, nice news. And then I send her a link about the lawsuit with Match.com. And she goes, this is what I am fighting for. Then, damn it all red. This is not fair, and I need your help to make big noise. We need to expose the truth. Then back to black. The victims report their criminals and scams to the authorities, and I have no idea why the victims must pay for the fees. They ask the victims, and it is scam. This is the authorities' job to arrest criminals. Back to damn it all red. Opening case files is not free, told by Brown Cotton.
Well, oh, God.
Well, he's a liar. This is why I said Brown Cotton is a big fraud star. They are fucking assholes.
Yes, we know that.
Well, no, I thought she meant they were literally fucking assholes.
How can you say that, Joe? We don't know who they're fucking.
Well, some people say they're fucking assholes. Some people say they're not, Joe. I want to collect the info. If we ask for help from international lawyers, we need to pay for the fees. FBI head office told me not to pay for the fees on the phone while Pedro Simpson impersonated FBI man, and FBI want to arrest him in 2011. Brown Cotton was going to send the fees back to me, and he asked me to pay for the fees for the funds transfer 1% of the total amount, which was that the bank asked the fees for funds transfer. At that time, Brown Cotton told me not to pay anything because he would ask the lawyer and the bank after I filled the form that Brown Cotton sent to me. But the bank held the money. My hard disk is broken. I am fucking mad.
My hard disk is broken?
Yes.
I mean, you ever had your hard disk broken?
Well, only that one time when that person need me. But other than that, no.
Sounds painful. So I guess we'll leave it there. What do you guys think?
I think that she's just going back and forth again. She seems to get it one time, and then all of a sudden she's talking about, oh, I know they're Americans, and she understands that she's not supposed to pay fees, but yet she believes all these major troop movements that people are making. She's still delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw how they kind of went in with her with a couple of characters at once.
Yeah. I mean, she's still buying it that half of the crew are real. I don't know why she doesn't understand. Hey, you know, you pointed out to her that all of them are fake, And she's like, well, that one might be fake. He might be a criminal, but these other people.
I think it depends on the day, which one's fake and which one's real.
It does. Yeah. It seems to.
Yeah. And she still thinks the American soldiers are from Kansas.
Oh, God.
So what are our totals, Pip?
Well, you know what? We had a sad showing. We had five Mr. Davins.
That's not
and
sad.
We had no fuck yous, no criminals. So, no winners again.
I think we're all winners.
In some way.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, no winners to this particular game.
Well, you tried.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, Ann Jackson's still fucked. That's where we were.
Fantastic. Yeah, still fucked.
But she is yelling at the UN.
Successfully.
And doesn't
that
even,
was really a good yelling at.
And doesn't even say good morning. Yeah, that's right.
Well, why say good morning when you're just going to ruin it?
Yeah, right.
Good morning. But fuck you. And we're starting.
all the things that she said and the thing that you are most upset about is her greeting, your lack thereof.
Which is shocking for somebody who greets the day with, fuck you. the poor,
it is ironic.
The poor son with the two scoop raisins fucking hides his little scoops when Joe's around. Oh, shit. I was going to give out free raisins, but Joe, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I was going to give out free raisins, not with this prick around.
Nobody gets raisins. Joe ruined it. Nobody gets two scoops.
Don't eat those raisins anyway because they'll ruin your diet.
Yes.
I bashed my head on a headboard. It hurt. You haven't been awake.
Like, you didn't have it coming. You know what you did.
You haven't been awake 37 seconds and you're sore as hell.
Yes. You're a prick. you don't bring good tidings.
No.
Or good cheer.
No.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you to the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tao, T-A-O of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. There will be one coming up, and Davin will be announcing it, so look forward to that. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
What's shackalackin', Pip?
Hey, you know, you should listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, especially Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. That's when the Richter Observatory, featuring my Mr. Helix, who happens to be a birthday boy today.
Happy birthday, Mr. Helix.
Yeah, that's it. Today's his birthday, and so he was spinning some great music and, of course, keeping up with the local weather and news. And you should listen to his show Monday through Friday on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
All right. What do you got, Joe?
I am going to be at Governor's Comedy Club this Thursday. Check it out. Go to Govs.com. 7:30
like
show.
Question when you said that.
See what?
You sounded like you weren't sure.
No, I'm there.
I believe you. Joe's going to be there this Thursday.
Yes.
Say it like you mean it, damn it.
I'm going to be at Governor's on Thursday, damn it all. Then I'm going to be at a winery as Santa
Claus. Damn it all, Red.
And stay tuned. I'm going to be at a winery on Sunday as Santa Claus for 3 hours.
Oh, that should go horribly wrong.
And I was told by one of our favorite bookers in the job sheet, don't drink any of the wine.
Why? Is it poisoned?
No, because she thinks I'm going to drink wine as Santa Claus.
You're going to get it on your nice white beard.
Why would I drink? That's like what she told me, that the customer said I ate food at a gig.
Yes,
And I'm wearing white gloves and a white beard. I'm going to eat fucking
ziti. Well, they weren't cheese doodles. I mean, that would be a mistake. You know what you should ego? All right, I won't. I'll drink vodka. It's clear. You show her, Joe. You don't take that shit from her. 3 hour it's you, kids, and vodka.
Santa flask.
Yeah, a little Santa flask. Are you going to have an elf or a reindeer? Or?
I don't know.
That's all. What are you going to do for 3 hours?
Sit in the chair, talk to the kids.
Oh, you're like a mall Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So you don't got to do a song and dance.
No.
You just got to sit there.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, when it comes to sitting, you'd be one of my go-to guys. I look at you as a top sitter in the industry, Jeff.
Those gigs are, you know what, though? If it get, you know, it gets boring. It's just it's
you
something
think?
To drink.
Yeah. Wait, are you saying five-year-olds aren't fascinating conversation? How could it not possibly be boring?
Oh, God, I'm getting used to all that shit. They're putting those little toddlers on, and they load you up with them, and you got to hold them so you don't drop them.
Well, yes, that's what you do with children, stupid.
Yeah, but they're squirming. They're trying to get away.
Because look at you. They know your essence.
I know. They scared shitless of me, and I'm trying
to hold
on.
It's like when a dog smells somebody bad. Children are the same way. Yeah. They know when there's trouble afoot.
Yeah.
They have good instincts.
Yes. So I look forward for shit to go sideways in about hour two of that event for you. And I look forward to an update at some time in the near future.
It'll be in 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's hope.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Pip, do you have that missionary? Is he with you? Oh, sorry.
Do I have what?
The missionary. We were going to pray.
Missionary?
We were going to pray.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, kind of lost all of its mustard there. With a, you
hey, didn't do your side splitting.
Well, let me tell you something.
That's a good point. I will.
Rob Epple had the best, would taught me, because he was at a gig that there was like this special needs kid who threw up on him and stuff. And trying to clean his suit off. I go, all the stories. I go, dude, you told me one story. Didn't he call in?
I think
on the show. I think it was on the show he told the story. He told the story a lot. That trumped anything. I even said that trumped any story I had.
Best puke story ever.
Best puke story ever.
Side-Splitting Productions. If you want Joe to come to your Santa event, why not? He sounds delightful.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. Also, can hire comedians for your holiday parties. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. We're getting busy, so give us a call. We'll try to squeeze you in. 551-404-3094. This week, Side-Splitting Productions has live comedy Thursday, November 29th in Newburgh, New York, at the River Grill, starring Bob DeBono, Ken Kranz, and Sharon Simon. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. River Grill, 845-561-9444. Newburgh, New York, this Thursday. Definitely recommend checking that out. I might have stories because I got to meet with teachers on Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That should be fine. I'm delightful. And oh. I'm only meeting with them like 3 minutes at a time. So really, how much damage can I do?
Enough.
You better set a timer.
I'm not doing an audition for Starless, stupid.
And you promise you won't be pissed after, you know, and then you're on the way home you are. Remember that when we used to come in from the car on the island, we'd all be in the car. No matter what she says, don't get pissed. Don't be pissed, but, you know, it's just a pain, but don't get. Yeah, we all make a pact. We don't get pissed. On the way home, fuck her, man. Fuck her.
Comedy. Yeah. All right. So, Joe, I guess we see you, what, on the 18th?
Yeah.
So we'll see Joe on the 18th. So there'll be no Sea Monkeys and Jizz.
No.
For a few weeks.
We have to go 2 weeks without Sea Monkeys and Jizz?
I'm sure you'll miss me.
Joe's bottling the stuff. He's happy to provide you with some.
Yeah.
We'll have a Pip.
I'm selling it in the lobby after the show.
You should. Sign it for the folks. Right on the thigh, where it belongs. Joe's shaking his head because it's true.
He knows what he did.
Pip, will you be joining us, or should I stand by my phone and in anticipation of whether you show up next week?
No, I'll be there.
All right. You heard her, Joe.
I got it.
All right. Well, thank you for all who listen live. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.